فبسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب ما جاء في صفة درع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this is the chapter that has come on the characteristics or the qualities of the armor of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Before we actually begin, there's a little bit of background here, and that is that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم actually had 7 suits of armor. Armor is the armor that you wear in battle. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم actually had 7 suits of armor, and each independently had its own name. So the first hadith in this chapter is عن Zubair ibn Awam قال كان على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم أحد درعان. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم on the day of Uhud, the battle of Uhud, was wearing 2 suits of armor. فنهض إلى الصخرة. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم actually began to climb a small collection of rocks, a small hill. فلم يستطيع. But the Prophet ﷺ wasn't able to do it alone. فَأَقْعَدَ تَحْتَهُ. So I, the narrator of the hadith, says that I actually sat underneath the Prophet ﷺ. وَسَعَدَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حَتَّى اسْتَوَى. And the Prophet ﷺ then, with my help, as I pushed from behind, he began to climb up this collection of rocks. عَلَى السَّخْرَى. قَالَ سَمِعْتُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ. I heard the Prophet ﷺ say, Ujibut Talha, that Talha has become wajib. Now, in this particular hadith, the Prophet ﷺ was in the middle of the Battle of Uhud. And if you know the Battle of Uhud, there was a point in time when the Muslims were in a little bit of a chaotic situation, and the enemy was actually had the upper hand for a short moment. During that particular instance, in order to regroup the Muslims, there was a rumor among the Muslims that the Prophet ﷺ had actually been killed, and in fact his tooth was knocked out during this particular battle. In order to regroup the Muslims and in order to show that he was still alive, the Prophet ﷺ began to climb a raised area of rock in order to be seen by all the Sahaba so that they could regroup around him. As he was trying to get up that collection of rocks, he was, one, fatigued from the battle, and two, wearing 2 suits of armor. So it was difficult with that much weight and that much fatigue to climb the rocks. So Talha, radiallahu anhu, actually began to help him and got underneath him and started assisting him and pushing him from behind. And the Prophet ﷺ finally climbed the mountain, and when he got to the top, he said, Ujibuk Talha. Talha has become wajib. And what that means is that Talha has become wajib for Jannah, meaning Jannah has become wajib for Talha. So this was the bashara that the Prophet actually gave Talha for the assistance that he provided. And in fact, Talha radiallahu anhu was known for his bravery on this particular day. I mean, many years after this particular battle, the Sahaba would often recall the bravery of Talha in this particular instance. In fact, he suffered over 80 wounds on his body, yet he remained by the side of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he even suffered paralysis of his hand after this battle. So he had paralysis of his hand due to the extreme difficulty of that battle and the taking of so many wounds. But he stuck by the side of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he began to help the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam climb this raised portion of rock. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said that Jannah has become wajib for Talha. The next hadith is from Sa'd ibn Yazid. أَنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَانَ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمُ أُحُدْ فِرْآنَ. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, on the day of Uhud, he was wearing 2 suits of armor. قَدْ ظَاهَرَ بَيْنُهُمَا. Between them there was some space. It was evident, meaning both of these suits, one was evidently on top of the other. So this shows that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, even though he had a great degree of tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he still maximized his means in this world. So he did wearing, we would think, this is the Prophet alayhi salam. He's protected by Allah and the angels. Why did he need to wear 2 suits of armor? Well, the reason is because part of tawakkul is to actually do as much as you can do and then leave it up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this particular instance, the Prophet alayhi salam is doing as much as he can do, and that means wearing double armor. And then he leaves it up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and makes dua to Allah for assistance.